How can a theater help build community for people on the autism spectrum, the neurodivergent, and what can those people teach the theater? These questions are at the heart of a collaboration between the Chattanooga Autism Center and Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga. Alice Benson is clinic director at the Autism Center, and Gary Posey is founder of Ensemble Theater. Gary, Alice, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, Ray.
Thank you.
Tell us more about this collaboration.
About 4 years ago, ETC produced a play that the protagonist was a person on the autistic spectrum. And so I went over to the Autism Center and sat down with Alice and a colleague of hers. And for about 90 minutes, got a crash course in what ASD or the autism spectrum disorder was or is and how it's come about so that I would be a little bit more prepared in how to present it on stage as the director of the production. That led to us holding auditions at the Autism Center for artists who are on the spectrum. We ended up casting a few, and then Alice and I just were like, we want to do more, so that kind of developed into the Spectrum Playhouse over time.
To add to what Gary said, he reached out to get more information and understanding about autism, so we enjoyed sitting down with him and teaching him about autism and what that looks like and individuals, adults, and children. He didn't think he knew anyone that was on the spectrum, but in talking about it, he began to think about people he had worked with previously.
Right. Just to piggyback on that, one of the benefits of working with people who identify or have been diagnosed as being on the autistic spectrum seemed to bring others out of the woodwork that we had been working with that had not given us that information before. And so it started to really, enlighten us who are not on the spectrum, or what we're neurotypical is what we're called, as opposed to neurodiverse. And so it really kind of enlightened us in how we could better collaborate with people who are on the spectrum and work with them. So when people started coming out of the woodwork, as it were, it was just a nice kind of like, so it makes so much sense now. There's so many things that really come into perspective with the knowledge that I had just gained and with working with individuals who are on the spectrum.
The first collaboration was around having a play.
Right. We were trying to develop a devised piece about the autistic community in Chattanooga. And we were about 2 weeks away from opening when COVID shut us down last year. So I had interviewed about 6 or 7 different artists on the spectrum and sort of got their stories and then developed a piece that was sort of interactive. And then we were staging that as sort of a launch for the Spectrum Playhouse. That has been put on hold subsequently. And then the camp is where we're moving towards now. But then it's also, that's kind of been changed, because it's just ever evolving as we try to figure out how to navigate the world amidst the pandemic and the not pandemic.
And and then what does this camp at this point in time look like?
So we're looking at having something that's after school or in the evenings, one day a week for about 10 weeks for individuals, school age kids between 10 and 18, where they would come for camp to learn social skills, but also have the opportunity to interact with other kids who have been diagnosed with autism, all through doing theater activities and making it fun and very interactive.
Right. So there's several different models that we have based sort of our curriculum on that use theater and creative performance to help with children or anyone really who is on the autistic spectrum, who has been diagnosed on the autistic spectrum. And then it also helps, I think, flip side, there's a greater plus for those of us who need to understand too what they're dealing with and how they're dealing with what they're dealing with and how better we can communicate with them. And so that process is, we're just trying to take that model and create something that sort of allows us to develop the talent that already exists naturally in individuals diagnosed with autism so that we can pull them into the artistic community instead of having them feel like they are excluded, which is part of the problem that I think Alice has told me that they feel through her work at the Autism Center.
Yeah, there's oftentimes individuals feel like they don't fit in or don't belong or aren't accepted because of differences. And so this is more an opportunity to allow for individuals to be themselves in a safe environment while learning skills as well and be able to have fun within that and have a community from that.
Right. And the goal, the eventual goal will be to have a performance that develops out of these classes, these weekly sessions. And we had planned that with a camp this summer, but again, just not sure what was going on and some promotional, you know, just mishaps on our part. So that's when we're sort of transitioning to the class, the weekly class, and then we'll do that for the fall and the spring and then launch the camp in the summer of next year.
What's an example of an exercise, a strategy that brings the theater world to these children, opens the door to that world to these children, and includes them in other ways?
Right. So I think the biggest strategy is the fact that we'll have a mentor program. So there'll be a mentor who will be with the student for the entirety of the class, right? Assigned to that student for the entirety of the duration of the class. And so first of all, right there, it creates a partnership. They have to work together with this person, which allows the one person, the neurotypical person, to learn how to do the art with a neurodiverse individual. And the neurodiverse individual doesn't feel as if they are having to be hindered by their neurodiversity. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the first step, is that you create this partnership and this trust. And then that trust then hopefully generates to a stronger sense in a bigger group, right? Great example is we had cast an 8-year-old in a musical that we did a couple of years ago that we met through working with the Autism Center, Noah Phillips, and his family came to the first read-through, sit-through, sing-through, and afterwards they were like, yeah, Gary, I don't think this is going to work. We'll stick with it, but his attention span and his behavior and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, just let me try. Let me try. And by the end of that experience with Noah, his family had learned so much about him and how he can fit in to the big group, the bigger group like that, and work together. And then all of us in the cast learned how we could work with Noah. And it really helped both of us. So it created this really beautiful friendship, relationship between Noah's family and ETC that has since continued. And now Noah likes to tell me what we're doing each season. He likes to brief me on what ETC should produce. You know, just great. You know, we have meetings. We do Skype.
I think he's the co-director.
He pretends he is. And I let him because he's very intelligent.
You've mentored him into a consultant at a young age, Gary.
I created a monster. not at all. No, we love Noah, and he's brought so much to what we do. And it really, I look at the experience personally as just really opening my eyes and sort of changing my focus. I mean, I've always thought theater is meant to change people. It's meant to affect. And working with Noah and that whole thing is just really sort of, and then developing the play that got cut off last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just, again, it was just, for me, it's just been very eye-opening and very rewarding. And so I want to share that experience with the greater community.
What's the timeline?
We're looking at starting September
13th.
And I said 10 weeks before, but it'll be 8 weeks. And it'll be after school, so
Mondays
4:30 to 6:30
mm-hmm. at Barking Legs. Yeah.
And for people who want more information, if they want to sign up, where can they go online?
They can get more information on our website, so that's ChattanoogaAutismCenter.org, or they can email with any questions as well to get the link to sign up. The email is info@ChattanoogaAutismCenter.org.
Or they can just Facebook message me or send ETC a message and I'll get it to the right person.
So. All right. Gary, Alice, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Also, the Chattanooga Autism Conference will be held next month in person at the Chattanooga Convention Center. More information at ChattanoogaAutismCenter.org/conference.